This week on Your Favorite Band Sucks, we will officially be changing the podcast to Metallica Sucks, and we will be doing a 30-part series about how Metallica sucks. We're going to go through everything they ever did. It will take us about 600 hours. Every episode will be 20 hours long.
Mark's complaining because he saw the outline that I just wrote for the conversation we're about to have, and this is going to be a very long episode.
If you're a fan of the podcast, this may be the longest episode that we have ever done.
I think it will be.
We really could do a podcast just on Metallica.
There is so much here.
There is so much. It's so hard to even find a spot to pick up.
Metallica is the actual band that so many people think really might have made, with Lou Reed, the single worst album.
I don't think I have ever listened to the album beginning to end.
It's impossible.
Actually, I know for a fact I have not. I have skipped through it, listened to like 30 seconds-ish of every song. Embarrassingly bad. Not like funny, like, haha, I know. It's horrible. And I have never met even the most hardcore Metallica fans that I know. Never met anybody that likes it. And if you tweet at me and say you do like it, I'm going to say you're a fucking liar. There's no way.
Yeah, I think there are people who probably lie and say that they like it.
Yeah.
It's not even a valid hypothesis that you might be able to sit down and listen to this whole fucking album and enjoy it.
The only thing that Metallica could do that would make me respect them in this situation would be to pay millions of dollars to have it deleted from the entire world. Pay whatever it would cost to have it wiped out of existence.
I think dumping on Lulu.
Well, that's easy.
It's so easy.
Sure.
If you want to get real about bad Metallica, what you're going to want to do is, years before this happened, Metallica and Ja Rule made a song together. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. My favorite.
It's the worst shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's worse than the Grateful
There's
Dead.
There's so many things that this band has done like that. It's kind of crazy to me that they still have a fan base. For some reason, Metallica has been allowed to do seemingly infinite amount of bullshit, and somehow they still have a fan base.
They're like a cockroach, yeah.
They just don't go away. They can literally do anything.
Oh, cool, you guys were great. That was awesome.
100%.
You're still a legendary band. Oh, here's something our producer just handed me. There's someone who defends Lulu. The headline of this article, it's Metallica and Lou Reed's Lulu is actually excellent.
Bullshit.
That's the headline.
This is written by a James Hetfield burner account.
In the song Pumping Blood, this writer thinks that Lars and Lou Reed are working together like John Densmore and Jim Morrison in The Doors did.
Ugh.
And this guy thinks that that's a good thing.
I was going to say, what a horrible fucking example.
Honestly, Lulu is probably what The Doors would sound like in 2011.
If they kept going?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Thankfully, they didn't.
Jim Morrison's poetry album bullshit.
I can't.
Yeah, imagine the kind of music they'd be trying to make to stay relevant. It probably would sound something like this.
Straight up torture.
This is the least imaginative band name ever, right? Metallica.
Yeah, because they're playing metal music.
This band name sounds like they started off like someone proposed a different idea for a band name, and someone else in the band was like, it can't be that though. It needs to be something more metallic. And then someone else was like, no, that's it. No, you just said it, man.
Oh.
Metallica.
Licka.
Metallica. James was like, hey.
Exactly.
That's a bear name.
Yeah.
I've heard they're super protective of it too. Like, they'll sue the shit out of you.
Dude, are you kidding? You should. If you're a fan of Metallica, don't fucking misuse their name. Dude, they sue everybody.
I've heard.
It's like they sued. Now, granted, I will give them a little bit of credit. They came back later and apologized. They sued a Metallica cover band, a band that all they did was play Metallica covers, and sued them. Now, Metallica did come back later and say that was an overzealous lawyer or something like that, which, of course, you're going to hide behind your lawyer, make him like out to the 80 asshole. But lawyers don't typically go do stuff like that unless somebody gave them guidance to begin with.
It's a really autonomous move.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. I had no idea. I just thought I thought you wanted me to sue everybody.
I figured you'd probably want me to sue them.
Shit, my bad, man. I had no idea you were okay with these bands covering your music in fucking dive bars in Canada or something.
So you know how you told me to stop suing people without you telling me?
Which people did you mean? Because I may have made a mistake.
James Hetfield's face looks like the bottom of my foot. Not a handsome guy.
For sure. He's got that weird goatee thing that he does or whatever. Little chin. I don't even know. What do you call that? What do you call that? Pubes growing out of his chin?
Isn't it a goatee?
Is it a goatee? But it's not like a full goatee. Maybe sometimes he has a full goatee.
You know what? I bet there are probably special words for all the different types of...
Chin pubes.
What I'm stoked about is that neither you nor I know that shit.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't know.
If you care what goatees are called...
Oh, that is a special goatee that James Hetfield is rocking.
If you ever want to make a bunch of nerds write thousands of words that you never have to read, go on that website, Quora. Do you know that website?
Yeah, yeah.
Quora.com. Ask them what their favorite Metallica song is and why. You will get essays. And you can go back and check them later if you want. They'll be there.
Sure. I would actually want to flip through it to see how many people said the cover. Because Metallica did so many covers.
For sure.
I guarantee someone in there said,
Whiskey in the Jar.
I was just going to say, Whiskey in the Jar is my favorite song. And here's why, not knowing that it's not a Metallica song.
Because Hetfield is such a great songwriter.
Well, and there's so many covers. There's one in there for sure.
So I found something even better than that on Quora. Mm-hmm. I found someone asking if it's wrong for a Christian to listen to Metallica.
My favorite question. The only question that matters.
I'm a Christian. Is it okay if I listen to Metallica? Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You can listen to whatever the fuck you want to. Nobody gives a fuck what you do.
Jesus hates bad music, so no, you're not allowed to listen to Metallica.
Yeah.
That's why, though. If your imaginary friends tell you to listen to something or not, I guess that's up to you.
My favorite thing about that, though, this question specifically, is I could see myself asking that question when I was 11 years old. I was just like, oh, that's cute.
That really hits home.
I could have ended
you
up like that.
You could have been that guy. Yeah,
that could have been me.
Parallel universe. That is you. Thank God, just not in this one. Because we wouldn't be sitting here. Although we could do Your Favorite Band Sucks and just do DC Talk and all the Christian bands.
Oh, I could do an episode on Carmen. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah,
Carmen.
Yeah.
His music videos are something else. If you're listening to this and you've never heard of what we're talking about,
geez.
Just go to YouTube and type, I think it's spelled C-A-R-M-A-N, like Carman. I think.
Sounds
I
right.
Could be wrong about that. And I wish that I could remember the name of this song, but there's one where the devil. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The devil is in the video. What's that fucking song called?
I cannot think of what it's called.
It's something Satan.
You need to inject it.
Satan, bite the dust.
Shoot Satan with a gun in the music video.
It's
the best.
Funny. You need to inject this song into this after and editing.
Satan, bite the dust.
Yeah, I might do it because this is already going to be a 2-hour episode. Yeah,
we're not even started yet.
A very special episode. Oh, we literally haven't crossed the first fucking thing off the outline.
If you're a Christian and you haven't listened to Metallica yet, don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's the answer.
Just don't.
No, not allowed.
So I know we're not here to shit on Megadeth today, but I'll take every opportunity I can get to shit on Megadeth because they're one of the worst bands.
It's funny though. I don't know if you've ever read any of the Instagram shit when I post stuff. People get pissed. One of the things I posted was something about picking which one was better. Yo, full of comments. Metallica's better. Megadeth is better. Without Metallica, there wouldn't be no Megadeth. Without Megadeth, it was just fucking insane. People get so upset.
When I think of a band that's got really super annoying fans, Megadeth is a band like that. I've never met a Megadeth fan who isn't, first of all, just a complete fanboy of Dave Mustaine. The dude can do no wrong in their eyes. Which I don't like that shit to anyone.
But it always starts with the sob story. The linchpin of all of Megadeth's story is the sob story of Mustaine getting booted out.
All of this annoying Megadeth band, annoying Megadeth fans, annoying Megadeth everything, all of this stuff is Metallica's fault. There would be no annoying Megadeth fans if not for Metallica.
Yeah. It's weird to think that of the big four, at least one of the other bands would not exist without...
Why are they even allowed to be in the big four?
They shouldn't
be. They should be the big three and Megadeth.
They could be 3.1.
Megadeth is literally a footnote in the history of Metallica. Not joking.
Yes.
Never told a joke in my life.
No, that's actually...
Don't even get humor. I don't like comedy.
It's true you don't.
Comedy's not funny. In my opinion, this alone is a valid reason to hate Metallica. If this was the only thing that we had to talk about, you and I could still do a solid 25 minutes.
Episode one of our 30-part series would just be how we can blame Metallica for Megadeth.
I mean, introducing Dave Mustaine to the world undoes anything good that Metallica theoretically may have done.
Just keep the guy in the fucking band. Your band already sucks. Don't kick him out, and it would be the big three.
Dave Mustaine is one of my least favorite people that I haven't met. It's really rare for me to truly dislike someone that I have never met before, but I'm pretty sure I don't like Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, I saw him one time. I didn't even recognize him. My friend recognized him. It was really weird. I was like, dude, you gonna go say hi to him? And in my head, I was thinking, I wish I didn't say that, because if he actually went and introduced himself to Dave Mustaine, I probably would have had a fucking panic attack and had to leave. Thank God he said no, because I was hoping that would be the answer. I don't want you to go talk to fucking Dave Mustaine, please.
Was your friend a fan of Megadeth?
Yes, huge.
And he was still like, fuck talking to him.
Yeah, no. Even he was like, nah, because he knew if I go meet Dave Mustaine right now and he sucks, which he's going to,
he sucks,
then it's going to ruin Megadeth for him. Which, quick side note, Mark Mosley tips, never meet your heroes.
I wouldn't go out of my way to do it.
Unless, for us, we would want to meet Dave Mustaine. Because for us, it would be like, oh, you're exactly like I thought you were.
And we haven't recorded the Megadeth episode of this podcast yet. Even better. So he'd be giving us material.
Exactly. Yeah.
Having said all of this, the truly amazing thing, when you do hear the story, you honestly might end up feeling bad for Dave Mustaine, because that's how big pieces of shit everyone in Metallica is. These guys are all fucking assholes. All of them.
The list of people that Metallica as a band have been pieces of shit to is extensive.
Honestly, Kirk Hammett might not be an asshole. He seems like he might legit be a nice guy. He also never talks, exactly. So it's hard to tell.
Maybe he should tell the world how he feels. Until then, I assume that Kirk agrees with what Metallica does as a band.
What I've heard about Mustaine getting kicked out of the band, people talk about like how he was too much of a drunk and he was too much of an asshole when he was drunk.
Too much of a drunk coming from people
fucking
in Metallica. James Hetfield kicking somebody out for being too much of a drunk.
Everyone in this band. They get fucked up. So that's the standard line. But what I heard, the specific incident that got Mustaine kicked out of the band, he brought his dog to a band practice and this dog freaked out and started barking.
This story's fucked
and
up.
One of Hetfield's friends had a car there and this dog got on the door and like scratched the door up some and Hetfield kicks Mustaine's dog.
Yeah.
James Hetfield is a dog kicker.
Think about anyone else. You would never be okay with anybody kicking a dog.
You kick my dog? I don't even have a dog. If I see you kick a dog, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Dude, kicking someone's dog is like kicking their kid. I mean, he's basically a baby kicker.
Then they had a huge fight. I think Mustaine punched him or Hetfield punched Mustaine. I'm not sure which one.
Dude, of course you get into a fight and of course you punch him.
And it's not just like this is the one time that they were all assholes. Everyone knows that these guys are assholes. At least everyone old enough to remember the whole Jason Newsted years. They treated that guy like shit.
How they talk about him.
I think there are probably some people who listen to this podcast who don't know who any of these bands are, which is amazing when you're thinking about a band like Metallica, but I do think that that's the case. So we should say Newsted is who the band hired to play bass after Cliff Burton died. Human sacrifice. What they do is hire Jason immediately, and I think they're playing together with him within a month, right? Real fast. And they fuck with him constantly. When they meet people, they tell them that he's gay. This is Jason, new bass player. He's gay.
Yeah.
You know how funny it is that some people are gay, right?
Basically permanently haze him. It's not like some friendships. You have a friend group and someone new comes in, you kind of haze them a little bit to see how they are. They actually never stop hazing him. From day one to the end.
Is it The Breakfast Club, the movie where Emilio Estevez is crying over how he bullied the kid by putting duct tape on his hairy ass or something? And then when he pulled the duct tape off, he was... Wait, did I dream this?
Yeah. That's definitely your dream.
No, but I've always kind of imagined that sort of shit. Real over the line.
Fucked up shit.
Stuff that you just don't do to people if you even respect the fact that they're a human being.
Did you see what Lars did to Jason? He put a fucking drumstick in his ass while he was sleeping.
Probably that kind of shit. We're definitely going to get sued for this episode, by the way. So like, I already don't give a shit.
None of this is verified.
These guys are such assholes to Jason Newsted. I'm honestly surprised that they even let him be in the music videos. I'm surprised they even let him say he was a member of the band.
The hard part about Metallica is they've been around for so long. There's been so much written. There's stories that I read. It's hard to say if it's true or not, that they actually wish they didn't have to replace Cliff. Some of the stuff that I like, they were like, can we get away with not having a bass player?
Wow, that would have been a ballsy move.
That was how much they didn't really even care. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. There's a million fucking articles and stories, and I don't know, it's tough to sort through what's real or not. But I will say, judging by the way that they treated Jason, which we know was shit, maybe they did feel that way. It's almost like they blamed Jason for Cliff's dying.
It does seem like they were sort of taking it out on him.
You know what's even more fucked up, though? Lars later, much later, commented on something and saying that he didn't know if Cliff would have been.
Yeah.
Like, if Cliff came around now, is what he was saying. I don't know if he would have been good enough to be in the band.
Yeah, like if he auditioned for us
dude,
now.
Dude, that's like your dead friend.
Why are you even talking like,
exactly,
about
that? Why even bring it up?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That to me, though, goes to just how much of a dickhead Lars is. It's just a shitty thing to say about your dead friend. Dude, if you died tomorrow, I would say Tyler was the greatest podcaster I've ever known.
Human sacrifice.
And then I would get really famous.
I spaced out for a minute, but the last thing I remember you saying was they thought that they might be able to get away with not having a bass player, right?
Yeah, what's funny
is that's actually not even theoretical because they made an entire fucking album where there's no bass on it. And Justice for All, very
Didn't
famously.
They say that there is bass on it, but they mixed it out?
Well, yeah, he recorded all his parts.
It's a controversy to the point of which there's a video of the engineer saying, yo, I recorded it or whatever.
The engineer said that Lars had a very particular drum sound in mind and that the bass was fucking with that. Lars and Hetfield came into the studio, they're listening to playbacks, and Lars was like, okay, here's what I want you to do. Turn down the bass until it's barely audible. The guy does it. Now turn it down another 5 decibels. Engineer looks back at Hetfield and Hetfield raises both hands like,
I'm not going to bat for my bass player.
I don't know. I guess we'll just let this Danish troll ruin our fucking album. Let's try it. Lars has since talked about how, yeah, people used to complain about there not being any bass on that album. But it's funny because now that's the album that's viewed as a seminal Metallica album. That has not been my experience of the way that people talk about this album. I've never heard anyone say that. I did have to look up what the word seminal means, which it just means semen, by the way, so I don't really know what he's talking about. I may have had to look that up, but I promise you I don't need to look up whether or not And Justice for All is the Metallica album that everyone points to as the best one.
100%.
You're high. Do less.
I think you start losing people at that album. In reality, the truth is that's when they're hardcore fans that are like, the Black Album was the stupidest fuck thing. They sold out. This is what hardcore Metallica fans, I think, would say. Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets. Only 3 albums.
The end.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Everything else after that is bullshit. That's what I think hardcore Metallica fans would say. Now that we've sold a bunch of shirts, maybe people will start responding to them wearing our shirt.
We get tagged in posts all the time, I see. Yeah, if you get a shirt.
At yfbspod.com. I want to hear the stories.
Oh, I definitely want to hear some stories. I bet it's a lot of people laughing at the shirt. I bet when you're walking around in a shirt that says your favorite band sucks on it, you get a lot of people who aren't dumb as fuck going, that shirt's funny.
I hope. It's a great conversation starter or ender. If you're a single person and you're someone that goes on dates, you should buy a shirt and wear it on a date.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great litmus test. Figure out right away, oh, this person I'm going on this date with, favorite band is Weezer. Text your friend, hey, can you call me in a minute and tell me that you really need my help?
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. They would not say that Injustice for All is the semen record.
I know that there are some dorks out there who'll go to bat for Justice for All. Like, I know you're out
there's
there.
There's dorks out there that'll go to bat for anything.
You don't need to email me and say that it's your favorite Metallica album. I know you exist, but what I'm saying is you're wrong. And I don't care about bass guitar either. I never have cared about bass guitar, but it should probably at least be there. I mean, if you're not going to have a bass on the album, why have a bass player in the band? Why not just not have a bass player?
Just don't have one. Did you know Metallica? They didn't even have a bass player.
Yeah,
it's actually a better story.
Well, that's how people fucking talk about the Doors, even though every time they've ever heard the Doors, they've heard bass because there's bass on Doors recordings, as we discussed in our episode on the Doors.
They don't have a bass player.
But that's exactly what would have happened. If Metallica didn't have a bass player, people would talk about that as they talk about the Doors, as if that's in any way interesting. So not only do they not let Newsted even really do anything in Metallica, but they also make it a huge pain in the ass for this guy to express himself in a side project, which he wants to do.
Dude, he played demos to like management.
Yeah.
And was specifically told no.
Hetfield told their management that they could not work with Jason Newsted's other band. He found out that Newsted was talking to their management about his side project, Echo Brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't listen to that shit either. It's not fucking good, but there's a plug for Echo Brain.
It was that it would distract him from his Metallica duties.
Duties.
What I read.
Duties with 2 D's.
Because he wasn't, I don't think anyways, he didn't write any of the songs.
He wasn't allowed.
All he literally had to do was show the fuck up and play the song.
songs.
I'm pretty sure he could have taken time to write his own music in that time.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is they wouldn't let him be a part of the songwriting in Metallica.
So he could go write his own shit. What are his other duties?
Just be here for us to call you gay because we think it's funny?
Jason,
I don't know.
We really need you to be around so we can shit on you.
You need to be here.
Lars has got a drumstick with your name on it, buddy.
What's really funny about them not letting Newstead write anything is it's not like James and Lars are good fucking songwriters. Here's some lyrics from the song Whiplash. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bang your head against the stage like you never did before. Make it ring, make it bleed, make it really sore. The fuck? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bang your head against the stage like you never did before? Well, first of all, I have never done that before. I would not do that ever. I'm definitely not going to do it just because you said to... What the fuck?
So stupid.
And they're performing this live on a stage. This is an early song, so I'm assuming in like club shows where there are people who are standing in front of them who could really bang their head onto the stage if they're dumb enough to listen to these idiots.
The lyrics?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the early days when they were playing cover songs and passing them as their own? That early in the early days?
I think people don't know about this.
People don't know.
I think, yeah.
They may have also been playing a bunch of covers, but they didn't tell people.
Here's what I think people do know. I think most people probably know that the guitar part everyone loves so much and For Whom the Bell Tolls is ripped off from the outro of Fairies Wear Boots by Black Sabbath. I think a lot of people probably know that the Enter Sandman riff is a ripoff of that band Excel. Like Microsoft Excel.
Yep.
It's just a little sidebar on that Excel thing I love so much. This song that they ripped off by Excel is called Tapping Into the Emotional Void.
The only reason that the band did not sue them, I think the manager of Excel was interviewed and he was basically like, we know that they have more expensive lawyers. Not that we don't think we're right, but we know Metallica will spend more money than us.
Hey, here's my lawyer. There's even more here. The Unforgiven 2 is a total ripoff of
Unforgiven 1.
Yeah. They really stole the idea from this band Metallica.
Unforgiven 3 is a ripoff of Unforgiven 2.
See, this is another thing. We could talk about just the fact that they've done three versions of this bullshit song. We could do 20 minutes on just that.
That is arguably one of the most dickheaded things that any band has ever done.
We need a longer podcast, dude.
If we split their career up into quarters, we could do 3 hours per quarter.
This is such a band that was huge in our lifetime. We don't even need to look any of this shit up. Like, you and I are basically just sitting down and talking right now. What they did with Unforgiven 2 is they took an Iron Maiden song. It had a massive radio hit with it, which is what they do every time they rip off a band. Like, their hugest songs are Enter Sandman is definitely this band's biggest fucking song. Here's one thing that I fucking hate about this part, though. Every time we call out bands for ripping artists off, there's always some motherfucker, and he's usually in a band.
Every band is influenced by something else. It's just influence.
Fuck you.
It's note for note, dude.
I fucking hate that shit. There's only so many melodies that can be written. It's inevitable that people are going to accidentally write the same thing. Listen, at least 95% of music never ends up in a courtroom. It's entirely possible to write original fucking music. People do it every day.
Right.
How many number one songs haven't had a lawsuit attached to them? Definitely most of them. And even if I were to grant you that it is possible to accidentally write something that someone else wrote because you've never heard it before, when it happens with the same artist more than once,
there's a problem.
Let alone several times. This is a pattern.
It's obvious.
If you still don't want to believe it, James Hetfield admitted in an interview that Sanitarium is also a ripoff. It's just a ripoff of this song called Rainbow Warrior by a band called Bleak House. Look it up and listen to the song. The guy in the band told you he ripped it off. I don't think he says what the song that he's referring to is, but I just did. So go fucking listen to it and tell me I'm wrong. Yeah. Tell James Hetfield he's wrong. No, yeah. James, you didn't rip that song off, buddy. There's only so many melodies in music. It was inevitable.
Did you see that Satriani thing too?
Oh, yeah. You mean the guy who Kirk Hammett took guitar lessons from?
Yeah.
Super fucking weird that one of their guitar parts sounds exactly like a Joe Satriani song.
I was actually reading about it, and people were like, well, it is different. And I'm like, yeah, but it sounds the exact same. It's so close.
There's a couple notes that are different, but
there's
no fucking question that he was trying to do the same thing that he heard Satch do.
It was obviously very overtly, quote unquote, influenced by Satriani.
I'm docking myself 5 points for this episode because I just referred to Joe Satriani as Satch. I apologize to everyone. I'm not that guy. I can be a better person. Thank you for giving me this chance to grow. There are like three songs on Death Magnetic that sound a lot like other bands. One of them's that Satch. Fuck! Fuck! Why is it so hard to be a good person?
Satch, is that what you call
it? Here's what you need to do, is listen to some Testament.
Yeah, great.
Venom, the band Venom. Yeah. V-E-N-O-M is how you're going to type that into your search engine.
I don't know if Metallica fans could handle Venom.
Well, do you think they can handle some Merciful Fate?
I mean, maybe.
How about some Diamond Head? How about you listen to good fucking... If you wouldn't listen to Judas Priest, I'm not going to tell anyone.
Listen to Motorhead. Listen to Slayer.
Definitely listen to Slayer.
If you like thrash, listen to Slayer.
Killer band.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, I would rather that Slayer gets money than Metallica. I would rather that any of the bands that I just named get money than Metallica, because these guys don't need any more money.
I think that's part of the problem. They have too much money.
Do you know what Lars is going to do with the money?
Yeah, he's going to hire a personal assistant.
He's going to buy a dumbass painting for $3 million.
Yeah, he likes the weird artwork, which is the load and reload artwork, right?
This is how we got started on this.
Dude, I have, real quick, I have so much shit in my notes still that I have not even begun to talk about. It's insane.
Dude, go, but have we
where
stuff that is applicable to what we've already talked about?
Or no, it's like all over the place. Well, do you have figured out?
You started talking about how this band started off playing covers and not telling anyone that they were playing covers. This is a cover band letting people assume that the music they're playing, because Lars is a huge new wave of British heavy metal fan, so he knows all these songs from overseas that people in America don't know yet. They're just straight up covering it. They're not changing it like Led Zeppelin did.
If this wasn't Metallica, no way would anybody be okay with it.
It's fucked. It's completely fucked.
Well, I mean, whatever, man. They did what they had to do.
That's the hustle, man. That's the hustle.
The hustle. You know, the hustle. Play other people's songs and don't tell anybody that they're not your song.
They booked shows, showed up, played songs by less known bands. These are bands who are always ripped off, by the way. Bands who never made it.
But it's easy to rip off bands that nobody's ever heard of. That's the problem.
For all you Megadeth fans who somehow made it this far, yes, this is when Dave Mustaine was in the band. So fuck him forever, too.
Yeah.
He did all of this shit, too.
We could do a twofer here. When we do the Megadeth episode, we could just refer back to half the shit we said in this episode, because half of it is Dave's fault also.
Dave Mustaine and the other guys in the band were assholes to their first bass player. They didn't just start being a dick to the bass player when Jason came on board.
Oh,
I can't remember his name, like McGovern or some shit like that.
Yeah, I read about it. I didn't put his name down in my notes, so I don't remember. So they were super dick to him too. Why do they hate bass players?
He paid for everything, this guy. Their first bass player, I think, let them all live in his house, put gear on his credit cards. Hey, I noticed that I'm paying for a lot of stuff, guys. I don't be such a fucking pussy about it. And then they see Cliff Burton laying down a sick bass solo one night, and they're like, wow, fuck this guy. And instead of being adults and firing him, they just ramp up the meanness. Dump beer on his gear. They're just huge fucking assholes to him until he finally quits and kicks them out of his house. That's fine, because when Cliff said he wanted to join the band, he said he only wanted to join the band if they would relocate to the city that he lived in. I don't remember where the fuck it was. Some
Northern California
bullshit
somewhere.
City in California. Your entire state sucks. I don't give a shit.
Oh, Jesus. Pissed off like 50 million people.
So yeah, Dave Mustaine is also obviously a prick, and he also blatantly admitted to ripping off Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama for the slow part of the song The Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a lot of shit that you probably didn't know enough about before.
People know snippets of this stuff, but they don't actually realize how deep it goes.
Do you want to know my favorite thing?
Yeah.
Napster. After everything that we just talked about, Lars gets all high and mighty about people stealing their music. Pot kettle, motherfucker.
You stole music your whole fucking life.
The only reason anyone knows who you are is because you stole music.
God, what a crazy time. I remember it. I was old enough to remember when all that shit was happening. Lars, for some reason, decided to be the poster child for that.
Oh, he is so bad at optics and messaging.
I think that's the thing, too, is actually, I don't think he was wrong.
He was definitely right, but right. He was also a cunt
exactly.
About it.
That's just it. I remember thinking, I don't disagree with Lars, like his point. Stealing music actually sucks.
He's just so distasteful as a human.
Yeah, it's his... The way that he talked, the way that he presented his arguments, he was such a condescending prick about it. He was so unlikable.
Unlikable,
I think he just made it worse. If you viewed Napster as a problem, he made it so much worse.
His logic that he was bringing to it, basically he was trying to paint them as victims.
Right.
And we weren't yet in a place in America where the idea of a straight white male who's super fucking rich trying to paint himself as a victim would automatically... I think this really might have been one of the first times where everyone was like, oh, fuck right. that guy.
Right.
And the reason why is because his argument was basically, you're taking food out of my kid's mouth.
Yeah.
No, we're not. You're fucking loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
Automatically fuck you.
Yeah.
For sure fuck you.
Yeah.
No question fuck you. The real argument is you're devaluing music and you're making it much more difficult for young bands to get started.
Right. What he should have done is gone and found 10 bands
yes.
that were young and yes. hungry and not selling records.
You're fucking these people,
exactly.
not me.
Exactly.
Yes.
Be like, literally, if he had said, look, I don't need the fucking money. Steal our music. That sucks, but what the fuck ever. But these guys and girls on tour do need the fucking money, and you're taking food out of their mouths. Would have changed the whole conversation. But because he can't set aside his own ego, it had to be about him and Metallica. He's worth tens of millions of dollars yes. and going on national television talking about not making money. Dude, you are the worst possible person to be talking about this.
It made it impossible for anyone yeah. to be on the right side of this argument and not look like a fucking asshole too. Well, I don't want to get hated on like Lars. They didn't think about why people were hating on him. They just thought it was a knee-jerk reaction of people being told you can't get free music, you know?
Right.
They thought it was a bunch of children
But it really
upset.
Was partially him.
The problem is that the entire time that he was carrying this thing on, people were onboarding to Napster like the opposite of rats jumping off a sinking ship. This was the best PR Napster ever had.
100%.
We're talking millions of people found out about Napster.
This is something I would love to know. How many people stopped downloading because of Lars, and how many people started downloading?
Millions.
Yes.
Zero people were like,
I'm compelled.
He seems to have a point.
Right.
Opposite. This is what happens.
The best thing that ever happened in Napster was Lars.
For sure.
100%
exploded. Can you imagine being the actual person who murdered an entire industry just by being a fucking asshole?
And by that point, he was already worth God only knows tens of millions of dollars for sure.
Ugh.
Worst possible person on earth to talk about it.
It is so frustrating when someone's on the right side of an argument and you can see it, and then they're just the actual worst person to do it.
And the thing that's interesting is that the music business never fully recovered to pre-Napster days, and it took well over a decade to even get to a place now where Spotify and streaming music is the norm, where at least artists can get paid something.
Imagine if tomorrow morning Donald Trump held a press conference in which he announced that he is now a feminist.
The world would explode and things would not go well. I don't know. Go ahead.
He would be the worst person to take up that banner.
The worst. It would take people that already are feminists and make them not want to identify as feminists.
That's exactly the point that I'm making, yes. Well, we got to find a different word.
People that are buying records were going, well, fuck it. I steal it.
There's not really a good segue from this because I'm just legit mad, so I can't think of anything clever to take us into the next topic. But one thing I do love Metallica for is giving me the opportunity to tell this story about the time that Metallica and that band Mogwai were booked to play at the same time on different stages of a music festival. Mm-hmm. Do you know this story?
I don't.
You do know who Mogwai is,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for people who don't know, Mogwai is one of these bullshit post-rock
bands yeah.
that doesn't do anything. They have a bunch of guitar pedals. That's what this band is.
Yeah.
And one of Mogwai's main guys made some complaint about how you'd think the genre of the bands playing at the same time as each other would be taken into consideration when setting the schedule for the But you know what? Fuck Mogwai, honestly. Just fuck them. Maybe that should be a rule. If we put your band on one stage at one end of a field and another band on a different stage at the other end of that field, and y'all fucking play music at the same time, maybe the one who wins is the one who the actual concept of your band doesn't mean you automatically lose this contest.
Yeah, it's evolution.
Maybe it's because hard rock music is better than the inverse of hard rock music, I guess.
That is a weird thing, I guess, to put that band up against Metallica.
But fuck 'em is my point.
Oh, yeah, of
That's
course.
That's my point that I think you're missing. realizing here is fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, that's their fault.
It is their own stupid fault.
All I would do is, if I was Metallica, is turn up louder.
Yes, absolutely.
Fuck that band. I'm going to fuck that band right now.
You know what I would do if I was Metallica? I would make up a song on the spot called Fuck You, Mogwai.
Yeah,
and
for
I
sure.
would play that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, Mogwai. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Here's what I think. I think that every other band of the big four in metal should have to do a Lady Gaga collaboration, because that's the only way that we can say we fully ran the experiment, you know?
Just to see who did it better, or to torture us
or
even
worse.
More.
Or
yeah,
worse.
Or worse. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Metallica would be tough to beat.
That, did you see that?
Literal fucking train wreck.
It was a nightmare.
This is a band that's been around for since Jesus was alive, and they still fucked up.
What you're talking about is Hetfield's microphone not being turned on. Here's what I think. Because they were also introduced as just Lady Gaga. I can't remember who the celebrity who fucked up the introduction was, but before they started, it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Lady Gaga. So I for real think that everyone involved in this may have just thought that Metallica was her band, and who gives a shit? But even if it went off perfectly, it still would have been super fucking weird, because they had all these people being paid, I assume, to dance on the stage like they were at a rock venue and having just the best time. We're talking 90s MTV levels of people being paid to pretend like they're having a good time.
Live? I don't think I watched the whole thing. I think I shut it off. Because it is so embarrassing.
It is.
Not just because they forgot to turn James Hetfield's microphone on, which, hello, I'm assuming that guy got fired. But the whole thing, beginning to end, when someone is just trying to be, quote, heavy metal, whatever that even means.
Lady Gaga, right, specifically.
Exactly. Yeah,
her dance moves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, you know, I expect Lady Gaga to be cheesy because she's cheesy.
Definitely.
But the fact that Metallica did not see it as being cheesy really makes you question Metallica's thoughts.
On one hand, it's really weird to see gray hair Metallica in this context with Lady Gaga, which, I mean, she is an entirely different conversation.
Hey, man, we're relevant.
Yeah, we could talk about her for a long time, I'm sure. On the other hand, it's sort of impressive that these dudes are even alive, because they're old as dick.
I think there's stories about them in the Bible.
I can't believe how much time we've spent on just what we've talked about so far, considering every other thing that we have to talk about.
It's hard, because you think of all the things that they've done.
We should be going a lot faster.
Well...
Well, you're welcome for listening to the first in a series of your favorite band sucks episodes on Metallica. What can I say? Mark and I sat down to talk shit on this band, and we couldn't seem to stop. We had adult beverages on hand. The batteries in the recorder were brand new. The hate just kept flowing. So as long as we haven't been sued into oblivion by next week, then you will get the second Metallica episode. How many Metallica episodes will there be? Well, for now, just two. But like we've said many times, don't assume we're done with a band just because they got an episode or two already. A lot of times, it's just not going to be possible to pack all of a band's bullshit into 20 to 45 minutes. At some point, we might experiment with longer episodes. This is all some new shit we simply decided to start doing, so we're making it up as we go, you know? Hey, maybe we should get a camera crew to follow us around while we're figuring all this stuff out and make a documentary about the podcast. Y'all would love that shit, right? Just hours of Mark and I screaming at each other, his dad telling him how much he sucks at his job. Oh, there I go thinking about Metallica again. See what I mean? Once you start, it's impossible to stop. The party continues next week. Metallica Part 2.